One side note on some of the Cavs transactions, just Isaiah Thomas. I mean, this guy, you got to feel bad for him, don't you? This
was I hear he's stirring up crap in L.A. now. He says he doesn't want to come off the bench in L.A. He just got there. He should be thanking his stars. First off, he goes from living in Boston to going to Cleveland, and he's hurt. So he's sitting on the couch hurt all day Cleveland, and then he gets to go to Los Angeles, and you're complaining?
Okay, this is a guy who, for the lack of a better word, he was an NBA journeyman. He was. He was never really like a star player on any team.
He had last year, dude.
Sacramento, Phoenix. Then he arrives in Boston. He starts coming off the bench at first. Eventually, they started him, and then he becomes this all-star scorer. He put together one of the best stretches by a guard in NBA history. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Look at the statistics. And he's like, okay, I'm going to get a max deal, back up the Brinks truck. I want all the money I can get. And he's only 5'8", 5'9", so he's definitely got to capitalize when he can. But then he suffers this hip injury, doesn't go to surgery, and decides, hey, I'm going to give it a go with Cleveland. And it's almost as if he rushed himself back from injury. Reason being is because he was worried about trying to get money because he's an expiring contract this offseason. Now look at what he's going to get.
Yeah, but I don't even think it was himself rushing back from injury. I think it was the city. It was LeBron. You think LeBron was happy that what they got back from Kyrie Irving ended up being hurt and couldn't play till January? I think he was pissed off.
You think it was pressure from LeBron?
Everybody. Listen, basically, we're talking
pressure
Cleveland.
From the Cavs means pressure from LeBron.
Because LeBron is the Cavs.
Exactly. So you think it was that? Okay. I thought it would be Isaiah's putting that pressure on himself to try to show people, hey, I'm still
Isaiah
Thomas.
I'm not saying he's not doing that. He could definitely still, he should be. He's a competitor. He at one point was one of the best players in the league. I'm sure he wanted to come back. I'm just saying there's more factors in the world of Cleveland when it comes to basketball and the NBA and their team, the Cavaliers. There's the fan base, which expects to go to the finals again this year. There's LeBron himself. And the fact that you're just a media mecca when you're a basketball player playing for Cleveland, whether it's ESPN or TNT or anything, they want to see you perform. You're a primetime team.
Okay.
And what they got back for Kyrie Irving, while you're seeing Kyrie Irving tear it up for the Celtics, who are currently first, think about it this way. They traded to get the guy because he asked for a trade. Irving did. Now he's in Boston, the first place team in the East, tearing it up. And then the guy that the Cavaliers get back for him is sitting on his couch hurt till January.
Want to hear something funny about that? As part of that deal, they only have, I think, they have the pick, the Brooklyn pick, and they have Ante Zizic on this team. And they've shipped out Jay Crowder. Isaiah Thomas is gone. So pretty much.
No, Irving single-handedly screwed the Cavs this year.
That trade was basically Kyrie Irving for Jordan Clarkson and Larry Nance.
But
and
how
it has screwed them.
But how funny is it that you're like, oh, it's LeBron James. You know, if he gets Isaiah Thomas, whatever.
Because you expected him to be superstar top 10 player in the NBA, Isaiah Thomas. But he's been atrocious defensively. Their rating with him on the court was 119 defensive rating. Like, that's atrocious. And the guy couldn't hit a shot. He was a bottom. Honestly, he was one of the worst 10 players in the NBA since he got back from injury. He was. And it's just a guy who's 5'8", and then you lose that athleticism. What are you? What are you at that point? You can't beat them any other way. He was so reliant on driving inside and using his body to get past people and make these miraculous shots. But hey, if your hip's not working, then what are you?